One of the plans would make it a crime to put a global positioning unit on someone's car to secretly track them. Waukesha Republican sponsor Bill Cramer says it would go after violators the same way the state punishes other stalkers.
Too many stories have come out that they are being used to stalk or harass would-be victims.
Cramer's plan has support from majority Democrats and passed the assembly overwhelmingly last year. Another proposal by Wisconsin Rapids Democrat Marlon Schneider would make it illegal to sell goods that have working radio frequency identification tags attached. These tags amount to tiny computer chips attached to miniature antennas that can beam back information to another computer from several feet away. A lot of companies use them as a way to quickly keep track of inventory, but Schneider worries they could be used to track consumers.
In my view, we have to stop the advance of these technologies before they become so pervasive that there is such an economic interest in them that you can't control them at all.
Schneider's plan is a little more controversial, partly because businesses already use these radio ID tags so frequently. Abbotsford Republican Scott Suter says there are a lot of good uses for these types of tags.
And I would suspect that most of the companies utilizing this technology are not utilizing it in an effort to track people.
Suter says Schneider's plan would put Wisconsin businesses at a competitive disadvantage. But Schneider says he's not interested in stopping the legitimate uses of these radio tags, and that companies would be in the clear as long as they remove the tags before they sell their goods. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.